USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden and members of his administration are meeting with Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson and New Jersey Democratic Governor Phil Murphy at the White House on Monday. The president addresses rising crime in the United States, claiming funding from the American Rescue Plan were set aside to deal with it.
I made it clear we should use these funds to combat violent crime as well, including hiring additional police officers and investing in community violence interventions and improving the work in communities.
Critics are calling on Biden to take a tougher stance on crime by forcing local district attorneys to enforce the law and keep violent offenders off the streets. Michael Williams, a man accused of selling the gun that was used in the terror attack on a Texas synagogue, is due in court today on federal firearms charges. USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The UN Security Council continues to focus on the growing threat of Russian invasion of Ukraine. This as there are approximately 130,000 Russian troops along the border with Ukraine, along with military equipment. Oil prices remain high, pushing gasoline prices up for a fifth week in a row. As far as what a Russian invasion of Ukraine and then a United States intervention in Ukraine would do to oil prices, Brian Deese is a director of the National Economic Council under President Joe Biden. He tells CNN.
Well, if you look at global oil markets, the issue right now is that we have constrained supply into a global market that is increasing in demand. And that is an issue that we've been working on with our partners and our allies.
King Soopers is ready to reopen a store in Boulder, Colorado, where 10 people died in a mass shooting last year. The store will begin serving customers again on February 9th. USA Radio News.
Since 2004, men choose Andro 400 for one reason. Results.
It's really worked. I've lost 35 pounds. It's just unbelievable. I never lost weight like that easily in my life.
Congratulations, Stephen, on losing 35 pounds. Andro 400. We guarantee the results. Start today and get free shipping. Go to Andro400.com. Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
President Biden pledged to pick a black woman as his first nominee to the United States Supreme Court. Republican Senator from Tennessee, Marsha Blackburn, joins Fox News to discuss the process of picking a new Supreme Court justice.
What we know is that this is going to be one of those fights that we will have as to how the Senate goes about providing advice and consent, which is our responsibility and our constitutional duty.
President Biden will have to choose a nominee who all 50 Democratic senators can get behind. A popular podcast is adding a disclaimer.
Following protests of Spotify kicked off by Neil Young over his claim of COVID-19 vaccine misinformation, the music streaming service says that it will add content advisories before podcasts discussing the virus. In a post Sunday, Spotify chief executive Daniel Ek laid out more transparent platform rules. The Joe Rogan Experience, which has been criticized for spreading virus misinformation, claims some of yesterday's misinformation are today's scientific facts.
The problem I have with the term misinformation, especially today, is that many of the things that we thought of as misinformation just a short while ago are now accepted as fact. 8 months ago, if you said, if you get vaccinated, you can still catch COVID and you can still spread COVID, you'd be removed from social media. Now, that's accepted as fact.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.